This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want us to reflect on what happens when a situation reaches its boiling point. For nearly a week, we've been consumed with the news of the Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd, an unarmed black man, while his three fellow officers watched. As soon as the video footage was made public, temperatures began to rise. When only one of the four officers was arrested and charged, our country seemed to reach its boiling point. When heat is applied to a pot of water, the water doesn't boil immediately. It happens over time. What's interesting is that as soon as the water begins to boil, it also begins to evaporate, which is a cooling process. I use this analogy because as situations rise and sometimes reach a boiling point, they will ultimately cool down. I even reached my own boiling point as I felt the gamut of emotions, everything from anger and sheer disgust to sadness and fear. When my emotions get the best of me, I know it's time I hit my reset button. For me, that is renewing my mind in what Christ has said, if no more than 2 to 3 minutes. In an instant, I recall John 21, when Jesus asked Peter to feed my sheep. As a follower of Christ, I want to help in feeding his sheep and being available to serve. And trust me, I don't serve so well when I'm filled with anger and rage. So is it time for you to hit your own reset button? If so, remember these words. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. Matthew 5:15. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, reset and renew.